السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين، إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم. Have you ever thought about how we behave with Allah and how Allah behaves with us in return? Have you ever bothered to think about all the supplications that Allah has answered when we've called out to Him? Or have you ever bothered to think about all the times that Allah has given you so many blessings without us even having to ask Him? Allah gave us all of those blessings, and we didn't even have to ask Him. One of those blessings is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As you know, dear friends, Imam Hussein alayhi salam's journey towards the lands of Karbala began in the holy city of Medina, the city of the Holy Messenger of Allah. And then this journey continued to the city of Allah, the city of Mecca. And in order to prevent the shedding of his pure blood in this holy sanctuary of Allah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his caravan of family and friends proceeded towards the city of Kufa at the behest of thousands of letters which had been written to Imam Hussein alayhi salam inviting him to the city of Kufa. But alas, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his caravan of friends and family were prevented from going towards the city of Kufa and were laid siege upon in the lands of Karbala. Before leaving the holy city of Allah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam recited a beautiful dua, a dua by the name of Dua-i Arafah, which he recited on the plains of Arafah on the day of Arafah. The answers to our questions can be found in its excerpts. O he to whom I rarely turned thankful, yet he did not deprive me. O he against whom I committed grand sins, yet he did not disclose me. O he who saw me insisting upon disobeying him, yet he did not divulge me. O he who safeguarded me in my early life, O he who provided me with sustenance in my old age, O he whose favors to me are innumerable and whose bounties cannot be compensated, O he who receives me with good turn and kindness, but I meet him with offense and disobedience. O he who had guided me to faith, even before I knew how to show gratitude. O he whom I implored while in sickness, so he restored me to health. O he whom I implored while being bare, so he covered me. O he whom I implored while in hunger, so he satiated me. O he whom I implored while in thirst, so he quenched me. O he whom I implored while in humility, so he granted me dignity. O he whom I implored while being ignorant, so he taught me. O he whom I implored while being lonely, so he increased my number. O he whom I implored while being a foreign stranger, so he brought me home. O he whom I implored while in poverty, so he enriched me. O he whom I implored when seeking victory, so he supported me. O he whom I implored while in richness, so he did not deprive me. And when I withheld praying to him in all these situations, it is he who took the initiative. So all praise and thanks be to you. All praise and thanks be to you. O he who overlooked my slips, relieved my agonies, responded to my prayers, covered my flaws, forgave my sins, settled my needs, and supported me against my enemy. If I count your bounties, your favors, and your liberal gifts, I will never be able to number them. This is CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.